Good morning, everybody. It is the 8th of February, 2023. It is Teresa from Sojourn Retreat House. And I just wanted to quickly tell you that I've started renovating at the Sojourn Retreat House site. And so I'm very excited to tell you that the project is underway. I will be posting some progress reports for you to see. And so I just want to ask that you keep me in prayer as I go about making decisions. And I'm very excited to get done and to host you for your next day retreat, which will be advertised shortly as well. So keep watching this space. Our teaching today is titled God Knows Best. And I want to ask you, have you ever been in a situation where it's literally felt like there was no way out? It's usually a big problem. And no matter how much time we spend in the day thinking about it or tossing and turning at night worrying about it, we just can't find a solution. I remember many instances in my early walk with God, and imagine my surprise when I was reading the Bible and I stumbled onto Psalm 121 verse 1, which says, "I lift my eyes to the mountains, where does my help come from?" Those words perfectly described how I felt in many of these situations that I faced. At the time, I had learned how to stand on God's word and his promises. And so I meditated on the rest of that verse. And I really suggest you read the whole of Psalm 21. It's a beautiful psalm. But listen to this. It says, "My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." I remember it giving me so much hope and encouragement. And it also changed my perspective at the time. We all know that the word of God gives life. But since then, I've learned how to practically apply God's promises to the difficult situations in my life. And I've seen such a change and I get such good solutions from him. And I want to share with you how to do that today. The two main reasons we aren't seeing God's breakthrough when it comes to the problems we face is, number one, we quite simply just don't go to him with them. Most of us are so used to just sorting out our problems on our own. I've done that for many, many years. We don't know that we can go to him, or maybe we choose not to go to him. But we're going to see later in this teaching that God is interested in the smallest details of our lives and that we're able to go to him with every single problem that we face. The second reason, and this one I can also really relate to, is that we go to God with our problems. But then when we don't hear from him in the designated time, or the solution doesn't sound like something that we were expecting, we then go out and we do our own thing anyway. We come up with our own solutions. Most of the time in this situation, it's because of impatience. And the best description of this is the story of Abraham in the Bible. And for the purposes of this account, you can look at it in Genesis 15. It is where God appears to Abraham in his old age, long past his childbearing age, and he tells him, "You will have many descendants, as many as the sands on the seashore." Take note that this was a direct word from God. And so it's easy for us today to look back and say, "Oh, but you know, how could he not just have waited and seen and trusted God because it was a direct word?" But we see them getting impatient and they choose to take matters in their own hands. In Genesis 16, we see that Sarah says to Abraham, "See now, the Lord has restrained me from bearing children. Please go into my maid. Perhaps I shall obtain children by her." And so they proceed with this plan and Ishmael is born to her maid Hagar. In Genesis 17, God expressly states that the descendants will come through Sarah and not through Ishmael's generations. So Ishmael was not part of God's plan. Isaac was. Ishmael was a deviation from that plan. And today we are still dealing with the repercussions of that decision. Ishmael was not the best for them. Isaac was. And I wonder how many Ishmaels I've created in my life because I firstly didn't go to God with my problems, or perhaps through impatience, I came up with my own solutions. Can God deliver us from these decisions that we make on our own? Absolutely. We see that in the story of Abraham. Can he still bless us despite these decisions that we make? Again, absolutely, we see that in the story. Ishmael was blessed. But I want to say to you today that there is a better way because God knows best. Think on this. God is all-knowing and he sees the bigger picture. There's this beautiful poem and it's titled Tapestry. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you for purposes of time, but it describes how God weaves a tapestry with us and that tapestry is our life. It goes on to say that God sees the upper side and we the underside, and that often our view leaves us focused and confused, because it doesn't make a lot of sense. I'm sure you've seen the back end of a tapestry. It's all these loose bits of thread. That is until he unrolls the canvas and we see the tapestry in its entirety. I think it's important just to note here that we play a part in our lives because we're able to make decisions on our own. But to the degree that it flows with its original design, remember when you get the tapestry, it's got a picture on it, and God's got a picture for our lives. So to the degree that it flows with the original design, for us is dependent on how we involve God or how much we involve God in our decisions. In Isaiah 55 verses 8 to 9, it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Now, do you know that we have access to God's wisdom? And that wisdom surpasses anything that we could come up on our own. Listen to how accessible this wisdom is to us. In Proverbs 9, verse 1 to 18, it says, "Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her meat. She has mixed her wine. She has also furnished her table. She has sent out her maidens. She cries out from the highest places of the cities. As for him who lacks understanding, she says to him, 'Come eat of my bread and drink of my wine that I have mixed. Forsake foolishness.'" Isn't this the most beautiful invitation? And this invitation shows us that this wisdom, which is the wisdom of God, can be found easily, and it is available to all of us. In fact, it's crying out to us constantly, but it's up to us whether we want to partake of it or not. Something else to take note of is that God is the God of impossible. We see it time and time again in the Bible. The strange thing is that we're able to believe the Bible stories when it comes to those impossible things. But when it comes to trusting him with our current day impossibilities, we don't. Think about this. It might be an impossible amount of money that you need in order to pay for an unexpected expense, or maybe God's called you to something and you need an impossible amount of money to fulfill that God-given dream. At this point, it would do well to remember that God fed 5,000 plus people with 5 loaves and 2 fish through multiplying what the little boy had. He provided for a widow and her son enough oil to pay all their debts and live all their days, again, through taking what little oil she had and multiplying it. Perhaps what you're facing today is an impossible family situation, and no matter how hard you try, there just is no solution to fixing it. There's no answer in sight. But let's remember as well that God parted the sea for all the Israelite families to give them safe passage and a future. As a quick side note here, I also want to add that God is very creative. Remember, he created the entire universe. And you'll see that in each of these situations that I've given you, he came up with a unique creative idea for every single account. And also, if you read throughout the Bible, each time it was different. And believe me, he can and is still doing that today. I want to share 2 very quick testimonies with you. I wish I could go through them in detail, but I'm not going to be able to. I was called to go to Bible college in 2020. And at that point, I had closed my business and it had been closed for 2 years and I absolutely had no income whatsoever. And so I felt I'd been called just as Abraham had. And sitting before God, I just said, "Lord, I don't have money to do this, but I'm trusting in you and I'm going to believe that you have a way." And so I reported for class on the first day, not knowing how I was going to pay for this. And can I tell you that in November last year, I qualified and completed 3 years of college. And the funds that he provided, I could not have thought of better ways of doing it, even if I tried. The second example I've got is that we were away on holiday, and at the time my dad was in hospital, he'd gone in for a one-day procedure, which ended up being almost a six-week stint in hospital. And so our holiday had been planned long in advance, and there was talk of him being discharged, but I wasn't sure when. And so in faith, we went on our holiday, and on the second day of our holiday, they phoned to say that he had been discharged. I had no other solution to offer in terms of getting him to a place where he could recover. He was meant to come home with me. And so for the first instance, I started thinking, oh my goodness, I started making plans. I was going to go home and take care of my dad. But then I decided I was going to lay it before God and say, Lord, I don't have a solution to this problem right now, but I trust that you will. And let me tell you, he ended up in a step-down facility where he stayed a further 5 weeks, and they took such a holistic approach with him and fixed him and got him restored completely to a place where I would never have been able to do that if he had come to stay with me. But you know what the best part of all was? When he had finished those 5 weeks and we approached the medical aid, they told us that it had been paid in full and it had not even come out of his medical aid. God knew that he needed more time to recover. And he provided a way for it to happen without costing us a cent. Isn't that incredible? I still don't know how that worked. In other people's situations, I've seen the most creative and amazing ideas that have come through, and that is just when they put their trust in God. I want to share one very quick additional story, and it was that we attended a course at our church, and it was a wealth creation course. And we were all there to learn how to create wealth and to do it in a godly manner. And many of us at that time were either looking for good new business ideas or else we were looking for innovative ways to supplement our salaries. And I remember the gentleman that offered the course said, "What do you have in your hands right now that you can use?" And I was totally stumped. I had nothing. And I remember him sending us home with this homework that we need to sit before God and show him what we've got and ask him what we can do with that. And man, I get the vision of Hezekiah. You know that I almost see the picture of Hezekiah where he took his documents and he laid them before God and he inquired of God what to do. There's also the story where David goes before God and he strengthens himself in the Lord. And it says what he did is he inquired of the Lord. And so we all went home and we did just that, maybe not as physical, but I was blown away by the ideas that came to the fore the next day when we met again. I want to share one of them, and that was that one of the gentlemen worked a full-time job, but he needed something to supplement his salary. And you know, it's hard to start something on the side when you're working full-time. But God showed him that his dad, who was a racing pigeon owner, had some white pigeons, and he suggested to him or showed him this incredible creative idea where he could take those white pigeons and on weekends rent them out for weddings and funerals. I had no idea that that was even a business opportunity, but he could make such nice money with it. And you know, when I drove home that night in my car, I just remember smiling and just shaking my head, because think about it this way. It is something that you only do on weekends, which would have suited this guy to the T because he was working in the week. In fact, it was probably a Saturday. The second thing was that he didn't need any startup money because the pigeons were already there, other than maybe a bit of food supplements. And then thirdly, the pigeons made their own way home. And so he could leave them and just go back home, and they made their own way. They were homing pigeons. I could not believe just how creative that was. Isn't it brilliant? We couldn't think of things like that even in our wildest of dreams. My hubby and I are currently reading through Exodus, and I also just marvel at the detail that God gave them when he instructed them in the building of the tabernacle. The measurements, the colors, everything down to the last detail. In fact, we can even look at it like that when it came to Noah with the ark. He gave him exact details. Don't for one second think that God can't do that for you today. That is available to us today, but we need to make sure that we lay our situation or problems or ideas before God, and then we need to trust him with that problem. And then the most important part of all is that we need to wait on the Lord and position ourselves to hear from him. In Psalm 27 verse 14, it says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." In closing, I just want to say two more things. Bear in mind these two things. The first is that from experience, I've learned that at that very point when we want to give up because we haven't heard from God and opt to sort out the problem for ourselves, if we hold on in faith, that is when the breakthrough comes. My personal belief is that it tests our hearts to see where our faith really, really is. Where are we truly putting our trust in? And then secondly, very often when we hear from God, because he is so creative and it's going to be something unique for you, a lot of it's very often not going to make sense. But if we obey him, irrespective of whether it makes sense or not, that is when the answer comes through. Think about it. If I didn't arrive at college on the first day, I wouldn't have had my breakthrough. If I had sat and thought, oh, these people are going to laugh at me or continue to wonder where this money was going to come from, I would never have finished my studies. The widow, would she have felt embarrassed to ask people for vessels when she knew that she was going to look really weird trying to pour a little bit of oil into all these vessels? She would have died of starvation. I can go through so many examples. Even Noah, if Noah had thought about the fact that there'd never been rain on earth and God was asking him to build this ark, and I'm pretty sure he was the laughing stock of the neighborhood, he would have never ever been saved, nor would the animals, and the whole of humanity would have been wiped out. So I want to urge you today, take your problems, whether big or small, and lay them before God. You can physically do it like Hezekiah did. I love doing that because it makes me feel like we're in partnership. But lay them before God, and then wait on him and truly trust in him. Don't consider any other alternatives on your own. And as you position yourself to hear from God, I believe that this is going to change your life going forward because God knows best. I hope you have an awesome week. And until we meet again, be blessed. Bye-bye.